a user's weight to his or her computer. For added accountability, the Scale software can disperse that information via Twitter or other social networking sites if the user chooses. Ayres himself uses the Scale. Check out his progress at Ian Waite, and he is working with the company to incorporate it into Stix monitoring options. Withings has two more wireless monitoring products about to go on the market that will be revealed at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Rose says that a crucial aspect of health and other monitoring technologies is that they record and update automatically, rather than requiring the user to enter data or self-report behavior. People notoriously overestimate or lie about how often they take their medication, for example, which is why Rose's company has developed a cap that fits onto an ordinary pill bottle, detects when someone opens the bottle to take a pill, and reports that data to a central hub. His company is also working on pedometers that automatically track and update activity levels. The automatic aspect of the technology, Rose says, also helps keep people motivated. People using a device that requires them to manually upload data could just skip the process when they have been slacking on their exercise routine, or stop stepping on the scale when they have been eating too many cookies. Next, in Why Bing Likes Facebook, Paul Boutin writes about how Microsoft has teamed up with Facebook in order to gain the advantage over Google in the race